When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeeclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour 1, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan here on a Football Friday with you. Oh, what you drinking, what you thinking Friday. So much news has been happening today about this Cowboys-Eagles game, and we're going to get right to it. General at your service. Salute to you. At ease. Enjoy your Friday. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, in his LSU gear, ready for a big game this weekend.
Huge. Yeah. Loser is basically eliminated from the playoffs.
Wow.
So... yeah, that would
monster.
That'd be 3 losses, whoever loses this game. So
Duffy.
This will be very intense.
Indeed. And I'd say it's been an intense football season here in the world of college and year one of this playoff expansion and UTOU going to the SEC. I think it's been as fun or more fun than ever, if you ask me. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. He's set for 5 flawless hours of producing, radio, hosting, and engineering. There's Woolchuck. Of course, Chiafalo is off today. He's taking an extended weekend. Salute to the chief. Happy birthday to him, yes.
His wife.
And his wife.
It's the wife, yes. The wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And he'll be back for the pregame right on Sunday.
He will. He all said, right. I'll see you Sunday. So I'm said, okay.
Of course, you got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com. on Twitch and on YouTube. We're going to start in Philadelphia. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni says Jalen Hurts limited in practice because he was dealing with an ankle earlier this week, which was different than what was listed on the injury report. So they might be trying to cheat here, Woolchuck. The NFL might fine him.
Good.
Hurts was listed with a rest designation on Wednesday. It was the first time in his career he would have gotten that load management Romo Wednesday, so to speak. And so there's been some back and forth with the media. It appears that he maybe put his foot in his mouth at the presser, and they've been looking to clarify that. According to a league source, Hurts has been dealing with a mild ankle issue now for a couple of weeks. Any sign of struggle there on the film, Brian?
No, not really. He's when you watch him play, he still has that smoothness, the gait and all. I haven't seen anything that's kind of where, you know, sometimes you'll see him where he won't run, mm-hmm. and you're kind of thinking, okay, is he dealing with a knee? Is he dealing with something? But like I say, I haven't seen anything to lead me to believe that they're not going to try and RPO you and do all the things that they normally do against you.
It is another season of him being banged up. I think this is, you know, 3 in a row. Not that much of a surprise. And when he's right, it's an absolute problem.
You could tell when he was dealing with the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And you could tell when he was dealing with the knee. I mean, literally, you could watch the games and just there was no willingness at all to even try. You know, it's like, hey, hand it off or drop back and throw it. Don't do anything crazy. Don't try and run. But, man, he still has that ability to escape. And I mentioned the smoothness. It's like he's gliding when he gets out of bounds. He gets to that, you know, that round the corner, gets about 7 or 8 more yards and then kind of ducks out of bounds. So he's done a much better job of not taking those hits as well.
Yeah, all 13 carries in the last game.
Okay.
So he definitely was still running against Jacksonville. Now, to Sirianni's point, maybe this is something that happened in the Jacksonville game, but he did not seem limited last week at all.
No.
Skoragami is my prediction, 43-6 Philadelphia, boys.
Oh, gosh, 43-6.
An ugly one. You know, Cowboys can't play at home anymore for some reason, so I'm going to play for that trend to continue and for Saquon Barkley to get his first dub against the Cowboys in his playing career.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. He's usually banged up or gets banged up during the game, but no, this time around, I mean, he's got him a quarterback that's playing well, skill guys on the outside, an offensive line that does a good job of run blocking. So, and a play caller that's kind of figured out how to use him. So yeah. Very positive. I worried this was my biggest fear. This was my Christian McCaffrey to San Francisco fear, where all of a sudden he gets healthy and he doesn't miss games and everything's fine and dandy and he's gonna be a pain in your ass for this game. But I picked Philadelphia 31, Dallas 21.
Over 5 yards an attempt for Saquon Barkley this season. I could see him getting 7 or 8, Wolchuk.
I think you get a spirited Cowboys effort. I really do. I think offensively, Cooper Rush is capable of moving the football, but it is the defense. And you get Micah back, and hopefully that does help. But, I mean, how much is he going to help in run defense? I think that could be an area where, I mean, even when he was playing, they weren't stopping the run. So until they prove it, you're up against an absolute juggernaut when it comes to running the football. It's going to be very, very difficult. I will lean Philadelphia. I think the Cowboys can keep this closer than people think. But I think the Eagles find a way to get it done. I'll go 34-27.
It's funny when you talk about Barkley. There's two guys that lead the league in running against stack boxes. And we know the Cowboys. That's kind of the Cowboys have had to play loaded or stack boxes to try and help any way, mitigate any running the opponents are trying to do. And you've already played Derrick Henry. And now you're playing Barkley. These guys both are very productive against stack boxes. And what's really sad is that the stack boxes haven't gotten opponents out of running the football. It's like they continue to run the ball. I mean, I was just looking at the metrics. I was thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Third highest rate.
Well, like usually when you're stacking a box, you're bringing in good run defense players. The Cowboys are bringing in guys they're trying to develop.
They're trying to put as many bodies in there so you can't block them all.
Mm-hmm.
But teams are still saying, you can put 8 down in there, and we're still going to run the ball because you'll miss a tackle.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where
you don't practice tackling.
Yeah,
and you're going to have poor tackling.
I'd say that's got to be the biggest disappointment in Mike McCarthy's 5 years is that he tried to make this a physical team, and it's just been an absolute failure. You add on top of that the penalties. And just, fundamentally, you would hope in a veteran coach, those would be a couple of things that he could have accomplished.
Yeah, the penalty part of it is very troubling because, every post game it feels like that Mike stands up there and says, after a loss, so we got to do the penalties. It's been 5 years, man.
Yeah.
We talked about this. The best you've finished in penalties is, 23rd. That's the best.
Pretty pathetic.
In 5 years. And you keep talking about it, but nothing gets done there.
Jerry highlights from today. He was with KMC, the Master Beast, if you will. Lucius coined them that last week, and I'm trying to get some traction with it. I think it's a killer alternate name, if you will, on Mingo. Did he sell you? Did Jer Bear sell you at all on Mingo? Said, we were disappointed when we missed him. He fits the profile of what we want. And we will have him on the field, I predict, in the very near future. He's the type of receiver that, as we look to the future with Dak, is Dak friendly.
Dusted that old phrase off, didn't he?
Yeah.
The old Dak friendly
phrase. I love it, Dak friendly.
I think he's Dak friendly because of his size.
Yeah.
And
he looks like a Dak friendly guy. Yeah, he's got to prove it.
Here's a big guy you throw the ball to, good at run after catch, very Dak friendly. That's if you want a very Dak friendly guy, make him a big guy that, has a chance to catch the ball.
Said they will are still not sure if they're going to put Dak on IR. He doesn't want surgery, said Jerry. He wants to be on the field and go for it. He said, we'll just see how it goes here. I think that means, if we can stay in the hunt, maybe over the next month or so, you win one or two of those games. You avoid getting to 9 losses. If Dak's healing up, maybe we take a look at it here as we get to late November, early December again. But yeah, we'll just see how it goes here. I think they're going to see how it heals. And this is an injury that you can have surgery or you can choose not to. And if it heals well, and they play surprisingly well, then, if I'm Dak, I'm excited to come back. I think that would be like Cincinnati and Carolina, our games 5 and 6 as you look out. Jerry on Cooper at quarterback, I think we can run anything that Dak runs with him. Did offense change much, Brian?
I don't think so. I think that, that maybe there might not be maybe the waggles, the boots, the things we see with Ferguson, the movement of the pocket might not be as prevalent. I think that's not to say they won't move the pocket. I kind of feel like that maybe you might see some more passes down the field. You know, maybe you'll see some more attacking the middle of some of these defenses. We talked about, yesterday that if they could get a matchup with Gardner Johnson, the safety, people have had some success working that angle. So attack this Eagle secondary, especially in the middle of the field. And I think that's something that that Cooper Rush will be willing to do.
There are a couple of things that he does that I think getting the ball out early. I think the accuracy, just the way the ball pops out, it looks better than Dak. But he's never like had a run to suggest that the yards per attempt, the EPA, the way that you can measure the passing game is close. But I think in any one game, in any play, he's got a chance to go out there and line it up. He's had 300-yard passing games, and I feel like you just need him to do it one of these games, whether that's Philly, Houston, or Washington, so you can, draw up being 2-2 in these next four World Championships.
This is a good secondary from the corner aspect of what they've done.
Yeah, they can cover.
The safety play, though, with Blankenship and Gardner Johnson, that's been a little bit of a problem for this. They changed over with DeJean and the nickel, and so they've made things a little bit better that way. So he's going to have his hands full, and we'll see. This isn't one of those Eagles teams that has in the past that you've always worried about the pass rush.
Yeah,
always worried about the pass rush. They've had some times where it's probably mid pack when it comes to pressures, and we'll see if Dallas can find a way to hold up. I know with Guyton dealing with a little bit of some problems there with. It's a strain in his shoulder that's affecting the neck. We'll see if he can battle through that. But he played well in the Atlanta game last year. They're going to need some pass protection in this thing on Sunday.
An awesome Richards game. I know you're struggling with penalties and holds and pressures there with both your tackles. But maybe the youngster can have a breakout game. I know Mike McCarthy was praising him today at his presser. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's what you got to do. Yeah, you got to keep the confidence up. To me, the big thing in the Jerry interview was the obviously staged conversation he was having right before he jumped on with KNC, having a conversation with the supposed other person about 2-4s. And then he's like, oh, you caught me there, guys. That was clearly the rest of the league's like, dude, why the hell did you give up a fourth-round pick? And he's heard that all week. And, they actually do good things with fourth-rounders. So now let me just, stage a fake conversation about 2-4s.
Man, that didn't occur to me that that's what that was. That's funny.
That was obviously fake.
Yeah, we'll have to take a listen to that a little bit later on. Okay, what else do you have? On Trey Lance, there's a window for Trey. There are packages we can work on. Let me be clear, that's not just get Lance some playing time. That's to bring to the table some offense for us. He's a big threat with his legs. Yeah. That would be fun. If Trey runs out there second quarter or something and you get a series or two, and I think there's ways he could help you.
Yeah, we just need to make sure that somebody alerts Cooper Rush to come off the field so you don't get 12 men in the huddle again.
Yeah, let's make sure we don't get a penalty with
Sideline awareness would be really, really good if you're going to do stuff like
that. That's exciting, though, and it sounds like, now that Jerry's talking about it, there's been a lot of momentum on the Trey Lance packages. I'm excited to see some of the new wrinkles. Maybe this offense opens up a little bit. Now all of a sudden you don't have your quarterback, you're not working on things. Let's just go ahead. You're playing with a little bit of, hey, we're not supposed to win this game anyway. Let's just be a little bit free and loose.
There's going to be a game or two like that in the rest of the season, and if it comes together on the right day, hopefully you can beat the bird turds. He said he expects Micah to be a full participant in practice tomorrow. Mike said Zach Martin did everything in the walkthrough today. Hopes he can do all the snaps in tomorrow's practice. That'd be a couple of big ones. A lot of interesting storylines going on in this game. And then you have an early one for the Mavs as they host the Suns at 6:30 on ESPN. Lost to them 114-102 back in October. Kevin Durant had 31. They need an answer for him, and they need to score against this Phoenix team. They only shot 39% from the floor in that first matchup. But Phoenix, now winners of 6 in a row. They're tied with Golden State at 7-1. They're winning a ton of close games. Their clutch performance, they lead the league, outscoring opponents 74-46 in close games down the stretch right now. And, of course, the Mavs are going to have to try to slow them down without probably three of their best defenders, Washington, Lively, and Kleba. Any updates on any of those situations?
Have not heard anything about Lively at all. I'll reach back out, but it has not been updated since maybe yesterday I asked and haven't heard anything today.
Well, Chicago's not going to let you off so easily. You know, you're going to have to make some tough shots, and it's going to have to be a team effort there to close off the paint with without those three guys. It's, you know, really tough sled to try to put out a good defensive effort in this league. All right, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. We'll take a look at some G-Bag Survivor picks. Mike McCarthy on Zeke status as well, and we're back with that right here to the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Woolchuck's going to pull a bet payoff. He might get physically ill inside the talk.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Booth. As he has procured the Will Levis ingredients, the mayonnaise in the coffee, and I suppose that's coming to you sometime real soon. Okay, it's time now, though, to take a listen to what Mike McCarthy has to say about Zeke status. We'll get an update on CeeDee Lamb as well, and then make our survivor picks for this NFL Week 10 here on The Fan. Can we get some Mike McCarthy? Here we go. Zeke status.
Zeke? No, he's practiced very well. He's part of the plan, so kind of just back to normal.
Back to normal. Zeke? Well, you're asking about Zeke? Yeah, there's a surprise. I don't know. If we're totally back to normal and Zeke is like the lead back in the running back by committee room, I don't even know how you treat these Cowboys seriously, Brian. Like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah.
Is this a parody about a pro sports team or
man,
what?
I'll tell you what. I was sitting there thinking after, you know, last week there was so much stirring around that, you know, maybe we need some time off. Maybe we need some help. Maybe we needed some, you know, all kinds of things were stirring around.
Refocusing.
We're acting like nothing happened over there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm sure that Zeke was disappointed when they told him that he was probably going to be inactive, you know, and then Jane Slater came out with the report. You know, they're really trying to kind of, and I think it's pretty easy for them to do.
Yeah,
with everything that's going so wrong right over there,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the hell? Zeke missing meetings, missing practice, whatever.
And it went public that it wasn't just last week's practices,
yeah,
right?
This was an ongoing deal
where he just kind of treated practice and meetings like they were optional.
And the coaching staff is just kind of like, it's okay.
Well, they know they can't keep him accountable.
Yeah.
They know it's not their choice. And when other players see that, it's like, why should I follow the rules? And your culture deteriorates. It slips through your fingers. The attitudes are weird. Yeah. You know, and I just think that's one of the main things in leadership, whether it's a front office GM guy or a coach or an assistant coach, is, you know, have somewhat similar standards, at least reasonably. And if you're making exceptions for guys, it better be an absolute freaking superstar that walks on water when he gets on the field.
Amen. Like if it's 2016 Zeke, who's leading the league in rushing, right? Yeah. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. Then that's okay. You look the other way. Those players you do treat differently. But especially a team that's full of young players, it's a struggle. And it absolutely is an accountability and a culture thing, which we've talked about now, it seems like, for years and years and years when it comes to the Cowboys.
Well, it might be a situation, too. This might be the first sign we've seen of Mike McCarthy just kind of giving up.
There you go.
And I mean giving up in a way of not giving up coaching and all. I mean, you know, he's going to go out there and practice, and they're going to try and win games. But this is where this might be the give up of like, okay, I can't do anything about this.
It's not worth fighting.
Yeah, the general manager wants this guy on the roster. You know, I try and, you know, the discipline and stuff that I need to do to accountable. And Mike's kind of looking at it like, you know, what if I discipline him and I want to have accountability in the locker? Is that for some other coach? You know, I just kind of feel like this is the first phase, in my opinion, that Mike McCarthy said, okay. Fine, you win.
All right, we're now 5 minutes from the G-Bag of the day. Wolchuk's staring down some coffee with just mayonnaise, right? You're not trying to cheat and put some sugar in there.
No. Okay. This is I usually just go.
He's doing a lot better than you and I are.
Straight black with the coffee anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about, Brian.
Did you guys have some delicious sugars?
No, just bet payoffs, man. Oh,
yeah, I'm just trying to get it out of the way. And I did see that Will Levis is going to be starting again.
I brought sandwiches and hoped that somebody would forget.
Have the carbs.
I just brought sandwiches, yeah.
Will Levis, second worst turnover per play percentage in a season right now since 2017. And since the Titans did me in last week, and it is Will Levis's squad, I'm going to pull the Will Levis where he does the mayonnaise in the coffee. So this is real mayonnaise.
I bet you this is not bad.
From Whataburger. It might not be. I mean,
it's not going to be bad.
It's basically eggs and oil, right? You're adding eggs and oil to your coffee.
You're eating breakfast.
And I've done the oil stuff before, like when you add oil into the coffee.
Yeah.
I've done that. Now, I will say this is expired mayo.
That's a proper payoff.
This was expired in September.
If maybe this mayo had been outside.
Yeah. It's been in the fridge.
If the mayo had been outside, like in a 100-degree day outside, and then put it in the coffee.
Good as dead. He'd be dead man walking right now.
You guys go ahead and just say when.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
When? Yeah.
My gosh. This stuff just like floats and curdles at the top.
I'm taking the Chargers at home this week against Will Levis and the Titans.
That's a good pick.
So I might be trying to do this Will Levis next week, but if I do it, I'm going to need like a tiny cup. Like one of those Miami.
Like espresso?
Well, so you hate mayonnaise. This would be way worse for you. I'm like a mayo on a sandwich. Sign me the hell up. You know, tuna salad, egg salad. Obviously, mayo's going into all that stuff. I'm
okay. Do you have any more of those hard-boiled eggs?
Oh, you want to? Yeah, get on it. No, I ran. I finished them off yesterday.
Of course,
because
you eat it three at a time.
I finished them off yesterday.
We smell bad.
You can see this like curled. It's like very curdled at the top here. As Carter's going to get a picture on the phone. It looks like cottage cheese, actually, floating at the top.
The visual of it is not good.
I thought I did something. Gross. I ate the Oreos. That's right. Me and Eric ate the Oreos.
Babe Loffenberg in the house. Good afternoon to him. He'll be on the call Sunday afternoon.
Looks good. He's in a suit.
Eagles in town. Yeah, he must be negotiating. I think he's about to handle spittle his butt. What do you think, Wolchuk?
It's weird.
It's just weird.
It's a very strange taste.
Yeah.
I
don't even think that's a bed payoff by the look on your face right now.
It's kind of creamy.
Yeah. Looks like none of us are doing bed payoff today, if you ask me, Brian.
The top of it looks really, really disgusting.
How about this? I'm going to put some mustard in coffee. Does that count?
That's gross.
I mean, it's a condiment that you like.
I swear, if you make some
fresh. That would be nasty. Mustard and coffee sounds gross.
See, I like what Lucius is doing over here.
Okay, horrible. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, and okay, can I do a bet payoff with mustard and coffee right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Let's all do it.
Would that be a payoff?
Sandbag it. Sandbagging Sons of Guns. Let's do it.
No.
No, you've never had coffee before.
I've never had coffee.
I've never had coffee in my life.
Take a look at the top of this.
It's disgusting. I wouldn't do that.
I would not be able
to drink that without vomiting.
You do not look very distressed.
Plus, it's expired mayonnaise.
Unless you're pulling one of my numbers.
I think it's a pretty good one.
It's definitely...
I would drink coffee and mustard right now.
I'm just going to down it.
There you go.
Oh, here we go. See,
get him a garbage can.
Drink or down.
Yeah. Just the thought of it would make me want to. Yeah. He's kind of guzzling this. Holy cow.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That actually almost made me throw up more than Wolchuk.
That's a big bag of nothing going on over there.
I got a little gag reflex, actually, on that.
It's okay. I got this.
On that guzzle.
We've done worse.
You have a gag reflex? That's
what you're saying? I suppose.
No, the pig's feet was worse than this, for sure.
Pig's feet?
Yeah.
You know what? Those things aren't. I see those in the fridge, too.
They're floating there if you want to grab one of those out.
I'm going to do the Midwestern chili coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a chili with cinnamon rolls, Brian. If you could imagine that, I'm gonna dare to do a bad payoff. I think Philly's a great pick this week, but I've already taken them. They're 7-point favorites against the Cowboys. Cowboys 0-3 at home this year. Giants are a touchdown favorite in Germany against Carolina. Brian, can I interest you in a little G-men?
I'm taking the G-men this week. Yeah. Okay. I got the Giants over Carolina in Germany.
Bills are at Indy. They're big favorites there. The Colts are giving up massive yards, but only 21 points per game.
There was a little vomit.
Yeah. Check this out. KC hosting Denver. This might be a sneaky good game. Broncos have made their way to 5-4. They have a great defense. Last year in two games, the Chiefs scored just 28 points against Denver. Two games combined, of course, losing their second matchup, which puts Denver in position here to potentially get a huge win in the division and hand them their first loss.
The fact that Eric has not chimed in at this time, is this an automatic bet payoff?
No.
We'll get him to the end of the show.
He'll text me in a little bit here.
You sure?
Look at that. He's caping for his guy.
Of course I am. I got to have his back, all right? You've been roughing him up all week, Brian. I mean, he literally lost the running back battle.
Roughing him up. He was like roughing me up.
Yeah. I thought he was going to punch you. I did. He's gotten mad at me one time that bad where, like, you really start to see the veins.
If he would have stood
up, his face is red.
I think if he would have stood up, I'd have been in trouble.
Yeah.
I think he would have kicked your ass.
No. He
was ready to. Yeah. But when you told him, all right, from now
on, bro,
you can just go to the other room. I thought that was great.
I did. I kind of gave him the little man hand.
Lucius had a good point, though. Yeah. I think if you can survive the initial onslaught, he does have a bad back.
Yeah, he's got a bad back, bro.
Yeah.
Just move around a little bit. He can't keep up with you. He'll tweak himself and be stuck.
How about me moving around?
Start apologizing and copping, please.
Brian's dancing around the ring.
It's kind of like a
come get me.
It's kind of like a penguin when my man has that heart attack, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, spoiler alert, Brian.
I didn't say which man. I didn't say which man.
Minnesota and the Vikings.
I thought the spoiling with Eric Kendricks was bad enough last night. Now you're spoiling the penguin for everybody, Brian. Time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
That's why you don't
want
to watch shows.
You ever seen that movie, The Boiler Room?
Boiler Room. Got it. No, sir.
Yeah.
Is it boxing?
Nah, it's about stock frauds.
Oh.
Yeah, penny stock frauds.
Oh.
Great movie, though. Fantastic movie. Yeah, Boiler Room. Fantastic movie. This song is at the end of Boiler Room. By the way, it's at the end of it. Just want to say, all right, I got to go fast because these clips have a lot of audio to them on this Friday. I'm just crashing on out to a card. I don't feel like it. I'm just crashing on out. Just play these long clips. I don't care.
There you go.
Our winner right here comes from Atlanta. The Atlanta Hawks, Trey Young, had a message for Knicks fans. They were leaving the building down there in Atlanta.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real quick. Boo. Take y'all ass home.
He's getting up there, maybe 26, 27 or so now. He sounds like a teenager now, at least.
He's maturing. He's in puberty.
Shout out to Mr. Broadus for the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that was really, that's fantastic. I like the little sauce I put on there.
Did you?
Yeah. One hour of cardio for sure after eating that Philly cheesesteak. I know it's on my way.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Checking you later today after the show or in the morning?
Probably after the show.
It's you. Dedication.
Yeah, after the show.
I justified it. I'm painting the house tomorrow. I feel like I'm macro loading. You know, I need nutrients.
I feel you.
Need a day off of the diet. You
good
know?
For you, painting the house and everything. Inside, outside, what are you
inside.
Doing? All right. You got all the supplies and everything ready to go?
Yeah, I taped it up last week.
Oh, okay.
Which was a job all on its own. I've been recovering all week long. I've been doing some shoulder workouts, trying to get my painting things ready for the rollers.
Yeah, because you got to hide that. You got to keep it up there.
Dude, I'm going to be so washed on Monday.
Yeah, you would be. All right, let's go to Dallas Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks.
Oh, no.
Kept it close to the vest when talking to Mr. Broadus
sure
right
did,
here.
Huh?
Hey, Eric, okay, you said you're watching Cam Jurgens' center. Okay, here's my tip of the week, watching him play.
Okay, wait. You we ready can't get, yeah. I remember there was a tip last time.
It was special teams. Yeah. It was a special teams tip.
All right, well, that was
you were on special. Live? Yeah, you were on special teams. But this is a tip about Jurgens.
Do we not want this? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, really? Keep this.
I'm just saying, like, chances are, if you know a tip, I know a tip. So
let's go tip for tip.
You don't need to confirm. I do my homework.
Okay, I'm just,
so he knows this. Basically, let's.
I'm just asking this. Okay, if I noticed this about Jurgens when Becton touches
go
him,
for it.
The ball is really coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's my tip of the week. That he doesn't wait. Like some of these centers, like put their head down.
Yeah, we'll bob a little bit.
They bob a little bit. As soon as Becton touches his leg, that ball's coming. That's just what. Just watching him, because I was trying to think of like, okay, how do you get off on the football here? Because I was trying to talk to one of my listeners here about, okay, how do you maybe, what do you look for? What do you, when you're
right here? Games, the audio changes
things of how to get off the ball, especially when you're playing.
Because he turns
at
his mic
stadium,
off.
It may be getting,
and he's probably looking at Cowboys PR like, what the bleep's going on here?
Not for a tip for you, but for my listeners, is what it was.
Eric.
Laid out on me there, didn't you?
Hey, I don't know if that's true or not.
Incredible moment. I thought maybe he had turned his headphones way up so the other person in the room could hear it, but... interesting. I think Eric Kendricks is a guy that's playing everything very close to the vest.
Sure.
Doesn't want to be tipping off the Eagles if he's healthy. I mean, you ask him about his health, he'll lay out on
you. Yeah. He doesn't want people to know. He's just keeping it very private. But salute your tip, Eric, was right.
Clearly. It's been a great season with Eric. Other than that moment, well, I thought that was maybe the best. That was the moment of the year,
Your special teams tip, did that end up being a factor in the fake punt that they ran?
No, it's only on field goal. Okay. Like when you play the 49ers, their holder, who's the punter, will touch the ground.
It wasn't for the Atlanta game. It was San Francisco.
When he wants the ball, he'll just touch the ground, and then as soon as the center sees that, then he snaps.
That's so, when you go.
That's when you go.
You're looking to block.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's like I was saying, tomorrow, if you get in a situation where all of a sudden that Becton touches him,
go.
Yeah. Take off.
Okay, back at you again. Let's go to LA City Council members right here. Dude goes off on a council over plants and the Church of Scientology and trafficking and all types of weird stuff. I can't keep up with it. They try to mute him on out, but he stands and delivers. He doesn't want people talking over him. He doesn't want people talking while he's talking on his mic and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, by the way, LA City Council, highest paid city council damn near on the planet. So don't feel bad for these guys.
Speaker, could you please remind us of which name you signed up under and the items you'd like to speak to?
I am Defender of Ants, all items and public comment.
Okay, so you have 3 minutes for the items and 1 minute for general public comment. Please begin with the items. Go ahead.
Why is everyone always talking when people are speaking?
So, Speaker, this is not on the agenda. You're welcome to talk to it during general if you'd like, but I need you to stick
to
the agenda.
Item number one. Do you hear me?
I can. I'm going to ask that you don't yell because you can look over here.
I can't hear with them all talking.
Our interpreters, are wearing headphones, and if you yell into the microphone, then you could potentially hurt their ears. Thank you.
I'm not going to yell into the microphone.
Go ahead.
I can't hear with everyone talking, so I'm going to be a little louder than that. Item number one and the use of it.
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. You're doing a thing about easements here. You're dedicating easement. It's supposed to be part of the environmental thing. What the hell is going on at the Church of Scientology on the easement? Why is there 250 planters on that easement? Why are you allowing those planters to be on there?
I had to consult a map. Speaker, this is not on the agenda. You've also exhausted your 1 minute on that item. The location is not anywhere near the Church of Scientology. This is your only warning. Please speak to the other items, or I'm going to move you to general.
And you need to stop shouting because you'll injure the person doing translation. So stay on the subject and speak at a reasonable value. Lower than the one you are now.
Wow.
Sounded like he had a personal beef there with the easement, the Church of Scientology.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people get so worked up in my neighborhood about the smallest stuff. Like right now, one of the biggest issues is somebody's having a Wednesday church prayer circle at their house and about 15 cars park outside. And you would think that this is, you know, a national security
How
threat.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen a lady outside of my little neighborhood taking photos of cars, putting stickers on them.
I'm watching you.
I was like, lady, not okay. It's 6:30 in the morning, lady. Chill out, bro. We paid for this. We own this.
Yeah.
We own this. We're not renting. We own this. All right, that's it, man. We got to go.
There we go. We got a champ and two challengers. Is it Trae Young saying goodbye to the New York Knicks fans? Is it Eric Kendricks trying to avoid exposing the secrets of the Eagles? L.A. City Council going off on the council members. I'll go with Trae Young, Lucius. How about you?
L.A. City Council.
We're tied at one, Wolchuk.
Eric Kendricks.
We're tied at one, Brian.
City Council.
Oh. By a score of 2-1.
I'll teach you, son of a gun.
And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it is the L.A. City Council. And we're heading now for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. Wolchuk, what's in store?
Let's do it. We got the face-off, circle, potato, fortune, and peanut laws. That's next.
Thank you, Lucius. Cowboys are walking wounded as they approach this week's game against the Eagles. We'll have Stephen Jones on for some updates at 3 o'clock here. It's right around the corner now. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, it is a Friday staple, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some personal victories this week? Maybe where have you taken some L's along the way? Because it's time for a little Biggest L, Biggest Dub. All right, 817, Biggest L, I have to work this weekend to make up hours due to the rain. And that's a bummer. Biggest Dub, though, I guess, was political for them. So I'm sure there's going to be, you know, some people out there that definitely took some L's or took some dubs based on the way of the results of Tuesday night. Now,
Bitcoiners.
Oh, Bitcoiners. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I saw you tweeting about that. Like, it was an all-time high.
It's been playing an all-time high land ever since, like 11 o'clock that night.
Big dub right there.
It's been fun.
Big dub for Jamie Benn last night. Historic at the faceoff dot as he was a perfect 16 for 16.
Wow, what a legend.
16-0 on faceoff wins in the victory. Just the sixth player to ever win at least 16 faceoffs without losing a single one since the league started tracking back in 1997. Only two better, perfect 19 of 19. Dave Skatchdard and Curtis Brown were both 19-on-19 in 2000 for the Islanders and then in 2001 for the Sabres, respectively. But pretty damn awesome. Jamie Benn was just crushing it last night. Stars got the victory 3-1. This was pretty cool. Big dub for the Saints center, Connor McGovern. Not our former Connor McGovern.
Yeah.
Used to play for the Jets, now playing for the Saints. But it appears that...
Potato farmer.
Yes, he's the heir, actually, to a 500, not 50, $500 million potato fortune.
Yeah. North Dakota, South Dakota, one of the two.
One of the Dakotas. That's North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah. So he reports are his grandfather, Ron Ofut. Ofut. You don't know this guy?
No.
Figured maybe you'd know the potato farmers in North Dakota.
I didn't know the potato farmer.
Well, he's the largest owner of commercial potato production in the United States.
And wow. So more so than maybe what we think about like an Idaho or something like that, right?
Yep. They are the big-time provider for McDonald's French fries. Companies valued north of $500 million. So he's pretty set for life. I mean, the dude's made 91 starts in the NFL, and he's made over $34 million in his NFL career. But I guess, you know, whenever the time comes, he's going to be cashing in on his inheritance.
He's going to go from the dirt to the dirt.
He's going to get no doubt. He's the potato man. 612 Dub, wife Rand opening today. Second chocolate shop in Flower Mound. So now... she has an empire. Congratulations to you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Open up that chocolate shop in Flomo.
Man, those chocolate shops are just dominant, aren't they?
Man, who doesn't love a good chocolate shop? Are you just having dreams of chocolate? And
you know, I'm just impressed that, you know, these items are 30 cents, 50 cents each, and they're selling so many they can afford multiple buildings, all the bills that come along with it. It's thousands and thousands of pieces of chocolate, my man.
Yeah. Big time profit.
It just blows my mind.
It is pretty cool watching the way chocolate's made.
Yeah.
Because I would think you're at the grocery store, they got a Kit Kat, a Twix, a Hershey's there, boom. Yeah. But no, you're going to a specialty chocolate shop and like spending so much money that this gal's expanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Now we're doubling up on chocolate shops.
Yeah, why go have a Kit Kat when you can go have a real piece of chocolate?
817 said Biggest Dub got married on Tuesday.
Biggest dub
was getting married.
Oh, he said that was a dub?
Both, dub and an L.
Oh.
And I think that that's probably fair. Josh and Kelly texting that in. There's
it's
greatness
a trade-off.
To it.
Yeah, you got to love of, yeah. You're starting a new life.
Hope it for right. the right reasons. Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes. Biggest dub coached my kiddos to their first football championship in the school's history from the 817. Shout out
Let's
to you.
Freaking go.
That is badass.
And they would like to know where you've done with the NIL money.
Yeah, where'd the NIL money go?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you want, we can shout out your team. Here is a big L, Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark,
uh-oh.
I guess. He was opening up a new restaurant in Vegas. He was set to do the
burger
ribbon
place?
Cutting. It's not the burger place. So he's pivoted. So his brother does have the Wahlburgers, and they've got one in Vegas. I actually tried the one in Vegas. It's good.
There used to be one at the Star, and it's not there anymore.
It closed down?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was right up the, as you took the escalator to go up to Concrete Cowboy and stuff like that, and the sushi place.
That sushi marquee is a good spot.
It is very good.
Yeah. Well, this restaurant was named Fletcher Cantina, second location owned by Mark Wahlberg, first one opened in Huntington Beach. But before the ribbon cutting ceremony, which was just days away, there was a fire on the patio, and now the entire restaurant went up in flames.
Oh no!
So this is going to have to be completely redone and delayed. So a big bummer for Marky Mark
Insurance.
And the Funky Bunch. Yeah, they'll get that thing taken care of and rebuilt, I'm sure. Maybe
they might not want to rebuild it. Maybe it was like, oh, I don't know.
Maybe that was a bad omen.
Yeah.
They're like, no, thank you. I'm good on this. Big dub, Arkansas State basketball coach swooped in, repaired the team's bus after it broke down to a game. It's a pretty awesome story. Brian Hodgkin, who has led Arkansas State to a respectable season last year, 20-17, so they're just starting their season now. But I guess bus breaks down, jumps out, says, hey, guys, I got this. He's seen, I mean, literally... Just take, I guess it's the front of it. I don't know exactly what happened, but there was a shredded belt, I think is what the story says. He's
replace
able to
the
replace
belt.
The belt, knew how to do it. I don't know if he's got a background when it comes to being a mechanic, but pretty impressive job.
Dawson, is this a setup to like show the team that he can get the job done? Is this let's put a worn belt in there? No, we're going to have a problem.
And I know that I can
fix
this for sure.
I know I can fix it.
I think that could be. I would not rule that out. But what this sounds more to me
need
like
to count on me?
Is the new generation being shocked that a member of Gen X could open up the hood and actually fix something. You
know? I will say this, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool story, yeah.
It is a cool story.
I know I could never do this.
Well, like
I'd be screwed.
You probably,
yeah, you probably
with YouTube.
YouTube, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's a lot of things you could do with YouTube that you never believed you could.
Especially on some of those old motors, like the Chevy motors, a serpentine belt. All you need is a socket wrench, and you can do it in like 30 seconds.
It does look like this was an older bus, just based on the imaging here.
I think he might have been like showing his team that, hey, listen, like you can rely on me.
That's right.
And count
Save
on me,
the
boys.
Day.
Well, they were heading to play number 2 ranked Alabama. They're 23.5-point underdogs.
Maybe the bus.
Maybe they were like hoping.
Maybe,
sorry, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't make it.
We got a forfeit here. Wave the white flag. Bus didn't get us there on time. But nah, coach says I got this, and they ended up. They made it to the game.
I was stranded in Aberdeen, Washington.
Yeah.
Just got off the ferry from Orcas Island. Went out there to Friday Harbor. It was nice up there in Washington there on the Puget Sound. Alternator goes out about 6 o'clock in the evening. And luckily the Napa Auto Parts hadn't closed, got an alternator, but didn't have the tools to be able to pull it out there on the 86 Accord. Went to the grocery store and just started asking random people, could you put an alternator in a 1986 Accord? Do you know anybody that can? Took me about 30 minutes, found a guy. Came to the grocery store, boom, I was off and running in like 90 minutes. It's maybe my best stranded story ever.
So you were asking people at the grocery store if they knew how to fix an alternator?
Yeah, if they could replace an alternator.
There's no way in hell
Accord.
I would have ever done that.
Why not? I had to get home. Yeah, there's no cell
phones. No, I'm
admiring. This is like 97.
No, I'm admiring you for being resourceful.
Yeah.
Because there's no way in hell I'm asking. I mean, what are you, like whispering? Hey, anybody can fix
No them? Money. I mean, I had like $20 for gas.
Yeah,
we were sleeping
around there
in the Accord in the middle of December or January or whatever it was if I couldn't get that alternator in.
Did I ever question your toughness?
I thought that was just resourcefulness.
Don't do it. That was resourcefulness and tough.
Very resourceful and
I
tough.
I love that. By the way,
time.
The Marky Mark deal, the patio really was the only thing that was damaged. So far inside the restaurant seems to be okay. Nobody injured. So they're just going to have to redo the patio.
Get some new umbrellas out there.
So that's good. I mean, it was the fire pit. Like, that's It's built into the ground. That's what ended up catching on fire.
Fire pit.
That celebrity restaurant business can be tricky. You know, you never know what's going to pop, what's going to fizzle out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, Wahlburgers was booming. And it sounds like now maybe they're having to close locations.
I just know that I used to see
it. That's a bummer,
I used to see it all the time and not seeing it anymore.
Big Dub got a new car thanks to busting my ass on my credit and work and mental health lately from the 682. So good for you.
Congratulations on
that. Yeah. That's badass. And the 214 Dub, no matter how crappy my day is, I can always Tolo. Big L is, well, I'm not going to read that just in case somebody gets upset, but just wants everybody to love each other in the world. There's a lot of hate out there right now.
Right on, well, Chuck, thank you so much.
Yeah, Eric Kendricks hates me.
I don't think
he hates you.
Big Dub last night with the Dallas Surf 2011 girls working on pace of play, trying to get sped up a little bit.
And you dodged the rain?
Yeah, and we dodged the rain. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How'd we get that in last night?
That's awesome.
I don't know. I had no idea.
Today, though, I assume.
No. Well, we do have a game Sunday, though, so rain today, not tomorrow, and not Sunday. I think we're doing a little Matrix
footy ball
here.
Gods looking out for
on the rain compared to last year. We needed it. Steven Jones coming up next right here. We'll talk with him about all the Cowboys injuries, the trade they made, and this Eagles matchup next. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.